Small Business Spotlight on WUTC. Every day, small businesses deliver for their customers and give locally. Here's Amanda Ellis of the Chattanooga Area Chamber of Commerce with today's guest.
So, Michelle, thanks so much for joining us today. Can you start by sharing with our listeners a bit about who you are?
Well, I guess that would depend on who you ask. But since you asked me, my name is Michelle Morris, a native of Chattanooga, who graduated from Chattanooga State with an AS degree in nursing, went on and continued my education and graduated with a BS and an MS from Southern Adventist University as one of the top students in my class. Went on to be a charge nurse, an intensive care unit, and a mentor to newly graduate nurses at one of the local hospitals here. And currently, I am the owner and I practice as an adult nurse practitioner at Scenic City Wellness, where we focus on the whole body.
So can you tell us a bit, Michelle, about what Scenic City Wellness does?
Scenic City Wellness is a primary care, health care office. I came up with the idea a few years ago. I was raised by parents who had a true passion for helping others, and that helped me to understand that competition in this world was less important than compassion. And so I've always knew that I had, a style of living that wanted to be a servant to others. And so my passion actually became my purpose. And so at Scenic City Wellness, we actually focus on treating the whole body, which is the patient. We understand that there's family involvement, the mind, the body, and the spirit. So as a loyal provider, I am driven to build relationships with people and want them to understand it's not a production line. This is a place where you truly become part of our family, and we want you to feel that. In the meantime, while you're there, we do understand that we want to help you understand your healthcare needs, allow you to be a part of your healthcare decision, try to educate you while we treat your chronic and acute illnesses. Also understand that technology is important. You know, everyone doesn't have access to computers, so we try to be as basic as we can as well with literature, providing literature. And not telling everyone to look up stuff online, you know, go to this website and find this information out. So we try to treat the patient as appropriate as possible and give them some kind of control over their health care as well.
Can you talk a bit about the impact of your business on our community?
Well, I grew up in the inner city urban area. So as a young child, I saw the disparities experienced by inner city populations. But I was afforded opportunities to grow. And so I wanted to allow that growth to be outside of that community. And so I felt like it was up to me to be able to have a place where people can have affordable health care, have access to health care, and not only health care, but high quality health care, and to also be part of a family. We are we participate in a lot of volunteerism in the community. We did free physicals at Deadwood Middle School. We were part of the outreach with SEMPA as far as doing COVID testing. We're on the health-based faith and wellness initiative. So we did some of the programming and symposium with them last year and the year before. Some of that was virtual last year due to the pandemic. So we're just trying to be a place where navigating the healthcare system doesn't have to be as hard.
Learn more at ChattanoogaChamber.com.